It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We explore a 124-page book that profiles 275 Wisconsin executives doing business in a variety of industries in all corners of our state, like banking, construction, education, healthcare, restaurants, logistics. Call in about Wisconsin business leaders who you think are raising the bar in their sector. It's our view on Wisconsin's C-suites now at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Andrew Weiland is editor of BizTimes Milwaukee, oversaw the production of what's called Wisconsin 275. Andrew, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good morning. So people sometimes discredit lists like this, that they think they're biased or that they don't really matter. What do you think?
Well, we think if nothing else, it's our role is to provide information, but also spark debate, spark conversation, raise awareness. And, you know, if people think the list isn't be taken seriously, well, I invite feedback and response. So there's been a tremendous interest in this book that we've put out. We've had a tremendous amount of web traffic of people interested in reading about the people we've put on this list. So all indications are there's a lot of interest in what we've done here. And this is something that an idea that we got from other similar publications in other parts of the country that likewise received a tremendous response. So,
well, take us behind the scenes. How did you put together this list of business leaders?
Yeah. Well, like I said, there were other publications in other parts of the country that have done things like this. So that was where we got the idea from. And we had talked about doing it for years, but we knew it would be a big project. And this year was the year we finally decided to take this on. Other publications have done it. A really good example is Dallas. There's a publication in Dallas called DCEO that does a similar book, but it's only in the Dallas area. And they have 500. They identify the 500 most influential business leaders in the Dallas metro area. We felt that was too many for us. And then we thought to do it differently for us was to do it statewide. We thought that would be more interesting. And so this is a project that took the better part of a year, really early 2022. We started working on this and we just started researching. We started brainstorming. We started putting together lists of people who we thought should be on the list. We reached out to people around the state, particularly economic development groups in all corners of the state, seeking their suggestions, telling them what we were working on. And we started to build a list. And then we made more specific reach outs to particular individuals in different industries. And so through that process, we then organized the names we had into different categories. We wanted to make sure that we had not only each area of the state represented, even though we knew the larger metro areas would have a lot more representation, we wanted to have different industries included. So we wanted to make sure we had some people in agriculture, for example, and not just maybe real estate or banking, some of the more obvious, quote unquote, business areas.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that, and then we got down to the hard part of figuring out who to include and who not to include. And once we got to that, then we had to start getting to work on writing these and researching these. And we sent out, when we picked people, we sent each of them a questionnaire to respond to. Some did, some didn't. The ones that did, we were able to include their responses to that questionnaire. And it took until December to finally wrap it up and put it out, print it out, and send it out. So it was a lot of work. It was a big project.
Many steps there. What makes a business leader influential?
Well, that is a great subjective question, isn't it? You know, certainly we looked for leaders of key companies in key industries. Certainly people at the top of their company and at the top of their industry But you know, it's not just the CEO of XYZ company. We looked for people who we knew from our research are making things happen, making key deals, involved in important economic issues and economic projects throughout the state. So there was all kinds of different things that were taken into consideration, but there wasn't any hard and fast criteria for sure.
Talking about what makes an influential business leader in Wisconsin, Andrew Weiland is editor of BizTimes Milwaukee. The publication recently published Wisconsin 275. It's an outline of the state's innovators. You can join in 800-642-1234. Well, let's zoom in on some people on the list here. One leader is known as the world's most successful caviar entrepreneur by Forbes magazine. Tell us about Bill Holst.
Boy, he's a very interesting person, and just the fact that he was identified, like you said, by Forbes magazine is that tickled our curiosity. And he's quite an entrepreneur. You know, he didn't respond to our questionnaire, so we really had to rely on our research. He's a corn farmer. He owns a scrap yard. He's previously owned quarries. He's in the Hudson area, by the way, so in the kind of Prescott Hudson area. He also owns a number of golf courses, and that's kind of sort of how I first got on our radar, I think, is he purchased the Troy Byrne Golf Club in Hudson. That is, when you look at the rankings of golf courses in the United States, that's actually one of the top, that makes these big lists where you often see Whistling Straits showing up and Erin Hills, you know, the golf courses that have gotten a lot of attention for, you know, hosting major tournaments. Troy Byrne makes those lists up in Hudson, and Bill owns that golf course. So, but then there's also what he's done, you know, in caviar, as you mentioned. He purchased a sturgeon farm in Hungary. He purchased a caviar company in Germany. He is part owner of a caviar company in China. It's a caviar processing company.
And I think
It's
that's really interesting because he has this huge caviar production company in China, but he also owns, from what I understand, the caviar competitors in other countries. So really having a kind of a toehold in the industry.
Yeah, I mean he's a pretty fascinating guy to have just gotten into that area. So that was just because of all that he's done. You know, he's sort of a classic entrepreneur. You know, what a lot of people call in the business world a serial entrepreneur, like someone who just wants to create businesses and get into new things and seeks opportunity and sees opportunity and goes for it. Even in an area that maybe it doesn't necessarily know a lot about, it just kind of
He had never
tries to,
tried caviar.
yeah,
Well,
sees the opportunity and gets into it. So, just a fascinating person, and that was sort of part of our desire to do a list like this, is to let people know about all these people in the state doing interesting things. You know, a lot of the people in this book are names that are very familiar to people, and oh yeah, a lot of people in the business world know some of these people, but there are some people like Bill Holst, who a lot of people I think do not know about and would be fascinated to know is in our business community in Wisconsin.
Well, with caviar on the table, you asked the group of business leaders who they'd love to have dinner with. What insight did you gain from their answers here?
Oh boy. Well, there were a lot of interesting responses. I think Elon Musk came up a lot. And of course, there was one person who I won't name who actually had said Elon Musk as the person they want to have dinner with. And then they later said, I want to change my answer and I don't want to say Elon Musk. So his was an interesting one that came up. You know, a lot of people are fascinated by a person like that. You know, Warren Buffett is a name that not surprisingly came up a lot. But Elon Musk has done a lot of controversial things and made a lot of waves with what he's been doing, especially with Twitter, and says a lot of outrageous things. And at least one person became uncomfortable with that and said, I don't want to say that I want to have dinner with Elon Musk.
Changed
So
their mind. Yeah.
decided to change their mind on that one. I won't reveal who that was, but.
I want to turn now to another person on the list in the healthcare category, Heather Shimmers. She's been on our program several times, and let's listen to her here in November of 2020 talking about burnout in healthcare workers.
We know our communities are tired, but so are we. And the frontline staff is reaching a point where they are stressed and they are very, very exhausted. They are working long hours. They're covering for their peers because that's what we do in healthcare. We don't get to leave when the work is still there that needs to be done.
So in our conversations with Heather Shimmers, we consistently hear her advocate for healthcare staff who are under her supervision. Why did she make the list?
The biggest reason she made the list is, like I said, we wanted to represent throughout the state, and healthcare is a very important industry. These are huge organizations, huge employers. And what happened recently was that there was a merger between Green Bay-based Bellin Health and La Crosse-based Gunderson Health System. And that merger of those two systems created a $2.4 billion system, 11 hospitals, 14,000 employees. So, I mean, this entity affects a lot of people's, not only the lives they're obviously saving and treating, but all the people that work for them and the economic impact that has. So she's part of that. She's now regional president of the Gunderson region for the Gunderson and Bellin Health System. So she's kind of part of that Gunderson piece in La Crosse. And we wanted to make sure that that organization was well represented here. We included three people from sort of the Gunderson slash Bellin entity. And she was one of them that we felt was important to include.
Andrew Weiland, editor of BizTimes Milwaukee, taking us through their new publication called Wisconsin 275, profiling the most influential business leaders in our state. Colin, about who you think deserves to be on this list and why, or who you wonder if they're on the list. 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We learn about Wisconsin 275 in its first publication edition, how BizTimes Media developed their list of the most influential business leaders in our state. Call in with your questions about business executives, who made the list, who didn't, weigh in on the business climate and the C-suites that are based here, 800-642-1234. Andrew Weiland is BizTimes Milwaukee editor, stays with us. So, Andrew, you asked leaders about the state's political environment. What surfaced there?
I think it's not surprising that business leaders in general are overwhelmingly conservative. So that's not a surprise. But what was interesting was when you asked them about the state's political environment, overwhelmingly, the response was, I would say, dismay at the division. And, I think what business leaders see, from a pragmatic standpoint, is they see a bitterly divided state, so-called purple state, however you want to term it. And especially right now with a Democratic governor and a very Republican entrenched legislature that do not really cooperate very well. I think it's been very clear, the governor tries to call the legislators in the session and they immediately gavel out, you know, whatever the issue is. You know, I think there are business leaders that are frustrated that, you know, the extremes seem to kind of rule the day in both political parties, and that they would like to see cooperation. Business leaders want to see problems solved. And I think a lot of business leaders recognize that there needs to be compromise to solve problems.
I would imagine, too, they also want predictability, especially for regulations and things that they encounter in their own industry.
No question about it. That's absolutely huge. So and sometimes you hear people say divided government is good from a business point of view, because then nothing will get done. So then all that means I can just assume status quo because it'll just be gridlock. So some people in the business world like that sort of situation. But that wasn't really when we asked our Wisconsin 275, when we asked them what they think of the state's political environment, that was not something people said. The most common general theme was frustration that there's not cooperation and working together to solve the state's problems.
I want to turn now to some losses in the C-suite. Michelle Goss stepped down as Kohl's CEO last month after holding the position for nearly 5 years. Quick Trip's CEO, president, Donald Zeitlow, retired just days ago. How much turnover have you seen recently in C-suite positions?
Well, you know, there's always a few, and it was an interesting, you know, it's an interesting question as to how we sort of approach that with our list. Michelle Goss leaving Kohl's, we took her off our list because of that. But Don stayed on our list, but obviously he's leaving, and, there's change, there's a change of the guard at Leinenkugel. There's, change happening at Sartori. Of course, we saw some iconic business leaders pass away this year. Unfortunately, of course, you see that happening. That's just a part of life, of course. Herb Kohler and Michael Cudahy were just giants in the state of Wisconsin. And their deaths were deeply felt within the business community. So those are notable losses as well.
The list includes roughly 40 women, and most of the business leaders are white. How did you reconcile creating a list of influential business leaders in sectors that truly lack diversity?
Well, it's a challenge. On the one hand, the list reflects sort of the reality of the business world in Wisconsin, which it has become more diverse, but it still is, especially at the very, very top of organizations. And these are the people on our list are generally CEO type level. It's still overwhelmingly male, overwhelmingly white. And nevertheless, we wanted to have as much diversity as possible in the publication. We think that's important, but we also didn't want to pick people just because they're a woman or just because they're a person of color. So we wanted the list to be a true list of the most influential business leaders of the state. So it skewed the way that group is. But nevertheless, in the back of our minds, there always was knowledge of, okay, how many women, how many people of color do we have in this list? We certainly were counting. We certainly were keeping that. We were certainly aware of that. And you know, sometimes if we're trying to make a decision over who to include and who not to include, that was a factor. That was a factor to try to get, when the opportunity presented itself, more women and more people of color included.
Andrew Weiland is editor of BizTimes Milwaukee as we talk about their new publication, Wisconsin 275. Still time to talk, 800-642-1234. Just want to bring in another person on the list, Valerie Daniels Carter. Tell us who she is and why she made the list.
She is a fascinating individual who, another person who we want to include to hope people would get to know more about her. Speaking of diversity, she's an African American woman in Milwaukee who became one of the largest. Her organization is one of the largest female-owned restaurant franchise organizations in the country. And in fact, I think it's the largest female-owned franchise restaurant organization in the country. Started out her career in banking, and she was with a mortgage insurance company. And then her brother is also on the list. John Daniels, really prominent individual, an attorney with Quarles and Brady, chairman emeritus at Quarles and Brady now. Together, they decide to go into the restaurant industry. They built a Burger King restaurant in Milwaukee, and that's how she started her foray. Kind of he assisted her, but she really leads the restaurant, even though he's still involved. She leads it day to day.
Something
She leads that business.
to watch there. Andrew, thank you for joining us and introducing us to Wisconsin 275.
Absolutely happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Andrew Weiland is editor of VizTimes Milwaukee, oversaw the production of Wisconsin 275. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.